All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where were you?
January 27th, 1984. In the news, today during the filming of a TV commercial for Pepsi, Michael Jackson's hair caught fire. The 25-year-old pop singer was singing his hit Billie Jean for the commercial in Los Angeles when the special effects went wrong. Jackson was rushed to the hospital where he was treated for second-degree burns. At the movies...
This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power... Then you get the woman.
In 1980 Miami, Tony Montana, a determined Cuban immigrant, takes over a drug empire while succumbing to greed.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer star in Scarface.
You want to play rough? Okay.
Uno.
Say hello to my little friend!
Friday Night TV, tonight on Dallas. Bobby and Jenna spend the night together. Clayton confronts Ellie on her brutal treatment the night before, but she insists there is nothing to discuss and tells him to leave. JR is shocked that Bobby went through the void deal, but decides to sign to keep the peace. Peter agrees to party with Lucy, and when he comes to pick her up, Sue Ellen runs into him and is shaken. When Afton leaves to see her brother, Cliff arranges a rendezvous with Mary Lee. Ellie's decision to marry Clayton pleases JR, but he still continues digging into his past. Pam and Bobby meet for lunch after Mark cancels.
Cliff gets financial info that verifies that the Ewings could invest in offshore. JR pushes Randolph to unseal the bids and reveal the information on the top bidder, and everyone hates JR.
And on the radio,
owner of A Lonely Heart from Yes is number one.
Shake yourself, your every move you make, so the story goes. Owner of A Lonely Heart.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1984.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.